Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to
Coco Caliente. All right, baby, so you are 16 weeks pregnant now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I have no complaints. Oh, my back hurts. I need to get to the chiropractor. So I do have some complaints. That's it.
Do you think that has to do with the baby?
I think so, because this is very new back pain that I've never experienced in my life. It's like very, very, very low. Like almost to like, I'd say like right under my coccyx bone.
Uh-huh.
So, it's painful whenever I get up from laying down, but that's it.
Okay. So have you felt any other changes in your body?
Besides getting big?
Realistically, when we went to the doctor just now, he said you really haven't gained a bunch of weight. You know what I mean?
He says I only gained 3 pounds, but I count from when I got home from Big Brother. So it's been 8 pound gain for my first 15 weeks, or it would have been 16, 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I eat like a lot, so I'm shocked. But yeah, I guess I'm small. I'm 5 foot, barely 5'2". And, you know, when I went on Big Brother just for like a little perspective, when I went on Big Brother 18, when I met you, I was 102 pounds. Now I'm 120. Mm-hmm. So when I got off Big Brother 22, I came home at 112 pounds.
And when she says Big Brother 22, she means the All-Star, the last season she
just did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came home at 112 pounds, which is totally healthy for me as well. Like, I swear anything. So now it's just like, this is the most I've ever weighed. So for me, it's something that I'm getting used to, like, fitting into small shirts. I can see I have, like, a belly. But, I mean, I'm supposed to have a belly, and, like, my thighs are rubbing. Like, just all these changes, and, like, my boobs are getting so much bigger, and it's just changing, like, my neckline, everything.
My thighs rub all the time, too, so welcome to my pain. Guess how much baby weighs right now?
Oh, probably, like, an ounce. Not even.
3 pounds,
wait,
4 ounces.
No.
That's what it says here. Maybe I read it wrong. Let's see. It says you're 16 weeks pregnant. Oh, you're absolutely right. 3 to 4 ounces. Sorry.
Okay.
It said, I read it like 3 pounds, 4 ounces. I was like, holy crap.
Like,
that sounds like a lot.
Babies are born at 3, 4 pounds sometimes. So
is that like a preemie?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Or if you have like triplets and stuff, but yeah, no, that it is. That's a very small baby, but
how many ounces are in a pound?
16.
16 ounces.
Yeah.
So it's like a fourth of an ounce.
Baby's so tiny right now. Yeah, so it's weird.
A fourth of a pound. Yeah.
A fourth of a pound. They're like, what's the size? They were, last week was the size of a kiwi, so it can't be much different than last week.
Yeah, it didn't give a size this time. And mm-hmm. I use that What to Expect app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it didn't give a size. It did say, though, that baby is doing like minor facial expressions now.
Cute. I bet that my baby has so many facial expressions.
Yeah, they're very minor.
I hope my baby is like very, what am I?
What? Like
with all my
expressive.
Yeah, I hope to. My baby's really expressive and goofy.
So, and baby is doing eye movements, really just side to side, but its eyelids are sealed shut still. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is. And yeah, because our baby's eyes like developed color. We talked about that last time. So that's so crazy that they're not even open, but they're developed color.
Uh-huh. And right? They're moving. Yeah. Baby's skin is transparent.
Oh.
So like if you could, they said it right now, if you can look into your uterus and see the baby, you would see like the veins under their skin.
Wow, that's so
and
crazy.
Stuff. I guess like the National Geographic type stuff that you would see, you know, like when you see the baby and they see it kind of veiny or whatever. Uh-huh. That's what baby looks like right now. Baby can also hear your voice.
Oh, I need to start talking to baby a lot more. You do too.
So, this is the good one that I really liked. It said, studies have found that babies who hear a song while they're in the womb recognize the same tune when it's sung to them after they're born. So choose your lullabies with that in mind.
Okay, so we got to start doing that.
Yeah, so they said, now at 16 weeks, they can start hearing. And maybe they don't hear your voice exactly, but they have those tiny bones in their ears that are in place already, and they can start catching sound.
Do you think the baby will have my lovely voice?
I hope so. and I should have did this first, but I wanted to do, because I've been inconsistent and I've been wanting to do this. So today is what, February 10th, Thursday,
yep.
Right? So the national days today, yep. Mm-hmm. Right? So the national days. And this first one I thought was kind of interesting. There's quite a few today. And I don't know when this started. I didn't really get that far with this one. But National Shut-In Visitation Day. National Shut-In Visitation Day. So that means people that are shut into their homes, right, that, you know, due to illness or old age that they can't really get out or whatever, to go visit them, which is kind of ironic because we're kind of, you know, in a pandemic still, right? I mean, we are in a pandemic still. People are shut into their homes.
Yeah.
So you can't really visit, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe visit via FaceTime
or Zoom
or phone call. But today's National Shut-In Visitation Day. That's one of them. The other one is National Giving Hearts Day.
What do you mean?
So apparently today is like the biggest donation day of the year, I guess. Last year, $19 million were donated on this day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Over 34,700 people donated on this day in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So cool. It celebrates its 14th year this year. Also National White T-Shirt Day. I guess that's from an automobile strike back in 1937.
Wow.
Very random.
So random.
Yeah, I don't know. National Make a Friend Day.
Oh, that's cool. So right before Valentine's Day.
Either make a friend or call an existing friend. That's what I would say.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep your friend.
This tiny little dog that weighs 7 pounds is hitting my leg so hard right now. What do you want, honey? She has so much energy. They're so healthy for 12-year-old dogs. I just can't even deal with it. I can't keep up.
Today's also National Inventors Day and National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. You know what the actual saying was before? Because it developed over time to make it sound, I guess, more modern. I don't know.
Don't cry over what?
No weeping for shed milk.
Oh.
No weeping for shed milk, referenced by James Howell in 1659.
Isn't that crazy how we change how we put words and stuff into sentences?
Yeah.
Because when we were watching Ian with the E on Netflix, which I highly recommend that show, by the way, how they talk is just completely different. I forget now because it's over, but I would try to talk like Ian because I loved it. It just sounds so cool. Like the words that they use.
Even like the show Bridgerton, you know, you watch Bridgerton, like that old like English, you know, crown, you know, Queen Elizabeth era type stuff.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Upstart. Last year showed us that you never know what life is going to throw at you. And if you use credit cards to pay for unexpected expenses, it can be overwhelming to manage that debt. Take control with Upstart so you know exactly what to expect.
Upstart is the fast and easy way to get a personal loan to pay off your debt all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple, fixed monthly payment. Upstart finds smarter rates with trusted partners because they assess more than just your credit score.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/coco. That's upstart.com/coco. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/coco.
All right, and talking about baby, I was thinking about things that I'm nervous of about a parent, about being a parent.
Yeah.
Like things that make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I looked online and I was looking at like the common fears among parents that are normal fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to go over some of them with you and see what you think. Or actually just start off. Is there anything that you're thinking about that like...
Yeah, lots of things.
Like what?
Like so many things I can't even say them. There's just too many things. Like, I don't even know where to start. This is a very deep question.
Okay.
I mean, I'm worried that something will go wrong at any time in my child's life. I won't be able to heal their broken heart when they're older or when they're experiencing pain, or somebody might like say mean things to my kid, that I can't protect them fully. And even with them just bringing them into this world, it's so such a big deal.
Yeah. And I was thinking more so because that's even far beyond what I was thinking. I'm thinking just like the simple stuff, right off the bat, baby being born, and just mm-hmm. like, I always think like, ooh, I don't want to break it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
they seem so, even though they're more durable than one would think, it seems so fragile.
They're very fragile.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I like every time I hold a baby, I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. What do I do with my arms now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like to be sitting fully.
Something that I saw here was kind of weird because I didn't even think about it. What if I don't recognize my baby's cry?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Like you'll learn, so it says after a few weeks, you'll learn to recognize your baby's cry patterns and be able to tell if they need attention. Need fed.
Which cry means what? I see what you're
but
saying.
But I also thought, I mean, I don't know.
That's what they mean. They mean, so they might have a cry like poopy diaper cry, hungry cry.
Oh, that makes more
need
sense.
Need to burp cry.
I'm over here thinking it's like the penguin movie where you're coming back and there's a shit ton of penguins. And it's like, I can't.
I was thinking like, you don't have all the babies in a room and you have to figure out which cry is yours blindfolded.
I can't distinguish out of all these thousands of penguins and babies.
I think the worst case scenario, if you definitely going to take you a while to figure out what your baby needs and just try everything, right?
Yeah.
So if you try everything, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's what I was reading here. It's like, what if my baby doesn't stop crying was mm-hmm. another one. Like, what if the baby doesn't stop crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was saying that if you've made sure you've covered everything, baby's changed, baby's fed,
mm-hmm.
It could just be that they need a little bit to cry before they go to sleep because they're overtired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be something like that. And if they continue crying for a long time, then mm-hmm. it's like, okay, maybe they're sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I was like, yeah, that's kind of freaky, right?
That doesn't scare me.
That doesn't scare you?
No. I just know that I will try every single thing. In worst case scenario, I'll take my baby to the ER.
You know what I'm scared? I'm scared for you is, are you going to take the baby or our kids to the hospital for everything?
No, I have.
Would it be like,
my best friend's about to be a family nurse practitioner, so that's awesome. I'm just going to call her up. But will I take them to the doctors probably too much? Yes. Do I take my dog to the vet too much?
That's what
I was
thinking is,
regretted it? No.
Is the way you treat your puppies mm-hmm. a precursor to how you're going to treat a little
yeah.
baby?
Totally. And you know, I think I'm not afraid of the cry thing because even if it was in general, like say someone's scared that they're not going to wake up and hear their baby cry, I hear if my dog sneezes in the night. I hear if my dog is coughing. I wake up immediately and I'm like, what's wrong? what's wrong? And I fix it. Like, how many times do I do that, Victor? Like, it's insane.
It is.
You tell your body subconsciously that you want it to wake up when you hear a noise, or like you're worried about your dog, you're worried mm-hmm. about your baby, you're going to wake up.
Is there a point where it's too much, where you're doing it too much and it'll hinder your performance later in the day or something?
Yeah, I mean, I will be really tired, but I don't expect that to be an issue every single night.
Yeah.
I think if my baby's just, or if the dogs are like acting weird, or I'm just on high alert, but you know, I think I'm definitely going to have the baby sleep in our room.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So like that will be really comforting. Like, you don't wake up for crap. I'll have to punch you in the face.
Well, I'd be more worried about our child, right?
No,
than
but
I would
I'm
be
saying,
about your puppies.
I'm saying for me, even when I wake up screaming, like when I was having those panic attacks,
I would
stuff,
wake up.
No, I literally had to punch you in the face.
You never punched me in the face. Okay, so don't pretend like you like socked me in
no,
my eyeball.
I don't sock
this
you.
This is making this up. No,
okay,
you never punched me in the
I
face.
I hit you in the face or something. I swing my arms because I'm panicking, and that's what I mean. I like hit you.
Yeah. Nicole just turns around and socks me right in the face, and I don't wake up apparently.
No, but no, I think that those worries. Will I take my baby to the doctor too much? But will I learn probably more with the second one? Yeah. Like, I've gotten a lot better with my dogs. I'm just referencing my dogs because they were my...
Let's move away from the dogs and thinking about our future kid.
I'm just trying to... These were what I treated as a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I do treat them like that. So I'm just saying is I've gotten more comfortable and better and less, oh my gosh, let me hurry and take them in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how it'll be with my kids. I remember I was holding my friend's baby. She was like 3 months and she had the hiccups and I was panicking because her whole body's shaking. I'm calling her mom. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? She's like, she just has the hiccups. I'm like calling my mom, like, get over here. Cause it's just so scary. But once now I experience hiccups, so I'm gonna be like, okay, this is fine. Everything we go through together for the first time, I mean, I'm going to freak out and you're going to be on Google like, and we're going to be like, oh my God. Oh, it's going to be a mess.
You're definitely going to be like a
helicopter.
Little helicopter hover mom.
Oh yes. I just can't imagine a life where I wouldn't be.
I don't know. Cause I say I won't be, but I probably will, but then I'll be better at stepping away and let mm-hmm. them experience, I think, than you will be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And I think that that's just something that we're going to have to deal with. But they'll get the best of both worlds, I guess. You know, they'll get some freedom with me and a lot of shelter with you, I guess. I don't know.
I'm just like totally fine with them being free,
mm-hmm.
but safe. And I think that we'll figure that out as we go.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The other one that's on here is, I'm scared to leave the house with my baby. I don't think that'll be an issue for you, right?
That could be an issue.
Why? What are you thinking? Like, when you hear that, what do you think right off the bat?
Well, I think other people, that I can't control other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that this one influencer, like, people tried to steal her kids, and this was only like a couple months ago. I don't live in the city with like big stores and stuff. So I think my biggest fear would be someone trying to steal my baby or something like that. I think driving in the car could be scary, especially if they're like older, like a toddler, and they're eating and stuff. That stuff stresses me out. Like, if I can't watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But taking my baby to the store, if there was no one else and I knew nothing, no one was going to, like...
If you could see the future...
Yeah. I would be fine.
If only we had a crystal ball.
But I think, like, me getting the baby ready, going out the door and going somewhere won't be an issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll drive really careful, obviously.
That's fair enough. And we have a safe car, so.
Yeah, I'm glad about that.
Yeah, so am I. I'm worried about placing my baby on their tummy.
Yeah. I'm so stressed about the positions of the baby sleeping. So stressed. And I swear that it changes every 5 years. And how I grew up is definitely not what they do nowadays. And...
And I think this one's saying that, you know, I think that's what they're getting at, mm-hmm. but also telling you that they need to strengthen those neck muscles to be able to get up and turn around on their own.
Right.
You know, so
right.
that's just one of those things that, you know, you monitor, right? And maybe mm-hmm. do it in small intervals if they hate it, because apparently a lot of times they don't like it.
Right.
Because their just head is stuck to the ground. They're yeah. trying to lift it up and they can't. And
right, right.
There's a funny little TikTok about that where a guy's like mocking it, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, Timmy's got his neck muscles, you know? And he's like this. And then they make fun of the other one because his head's like just shoved to his forehead's to the ground. The other one, I don't want to make any noise while my baby is napping.
So this is like a really big thing. This I learned from my friend Nicole, actually, that she didn't want this to happen. Okay. Most people think it needs to be really quiet, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that now watching Nicole parent Lenny, because I babysat Lenny a lot, was that she made sure she was vacuuming when she was napping. She would have the TV on. She'd be doing things. So that way she wouldn't have to tiptoe.
She got accustomed to that background
noise. And she got so accustomed to it that if she didn't have like some sort of noise, you just put it on Netflix. Like, what did I put it on? YouTube mm-hmm. and a vacuum noise. And so that would help her, soothe her to sleep. Now I don't think she doesn't.
She doesn't have to do that.
No, but it was so that way she could still do stuff, because I totally think I would have made
everybody be quiet.
Yeah, be so yeah. quiet. Nobody's do anything. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, that wouldn't be that big of a bad thing if I had to like sit down while my baby was sleeping. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to want to shower and stuff, but I might need to just like relax.
You could. That's kind of what this was saying too. It's like, so the babies are used to the sound, like the amount of noise when they're mm-hmm. in the womb of just normal household noises, that's not likely to wake them up. Mm-hmm. Obviously a loud bang noise like that. That's, you know, sudden, but, cause if not, you won't be able to get anything done if you have to tiptoe around the house.
Right. And I think eventually when they have siblings, like you're going to have one of them screaming while the other one's trying to sleep. So it's important to, I think, incorporate noise into the routine.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's the best way to go about it. Mm-hmm. How about, and this is an interesting one. I'm worried about letting someone else care for my baby.
1,000,000%. Nobody is watching my baby besides my mom as of now. I trust.
And even probably for a while, be there, you know?
I don't even know. Like, okay, so this is crazy, but I will need my mom around for the first long time to know that I know what I'm doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even feeding and I freak out warming up a bottle. Like, I'll be honest, I'm going to be a freaking nutcase, okay? And I don't want anyone else to watch my baby. And I'm going to need, like, 4 people at a time helping me.
Well, you know, what's funny is I've heard that from my guy friends that, you know, have had kids. Mm-hmm. That at first they're all freaking out like we are. Like, oh, we don't know what to do. This, you know, as many parenting books as you can read and resources online, it's still not like a, all right, this is what you do when you get baby at the hospital. And this is what you do when you get home. But that as soon as their wives or fiance or girlfriend, whatever, mm-hmm. get home or leave the hospital, it's like they're on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't ask any questions. They're just, okay, we got to get them fed. We got to do this. Okay, we got to change the diaper. We need to lay them down now, you know, and they're in it, right? Because they don't have time to think.
Yeah.
Now it's just doing.
Yeah.
There's no time to freak out, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I think that's how you will be. You'll just be like, oh no, we got this. You know what I mean? Now that you have time to think about it, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know.
The scariest part for me is thinking about delivering the baby. If I'm being completely honest with you, like that's what I've seen so many movies now that I'm pregnant. And like whenever the girl's pregnant, I'm just like, I'm just like, oh, can I do that? Oh my gosh, I don't know.
It's funny because you've seen those so many times before. But now that you're pregnant,
all the time in my head, I was like, thank God I'm not doing that.
Well, exactly. And it just never registered that it's you, right?
Now I can't get there.
It's always just happening and mm-hmm. it's just part of a movie or a TV show. And now you're watching, you're like, ooh, I'm pregnant. That's going to be me.
But I'm still thinking like, okay, I got 6 months or 5 months or whatever. I don't even know. I'm like, okay, I still got a while. Like, I can't watch any of that stuff when it gets close. I'll tell you what.
Are you worried about, and that's actually, the last one's my baby doesn't burp.
Yeah, that's stressful. I'm worried about my baby not eating.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you stressed about not being able to breastfeed?
Yeah, and I'm going to do my best, but I'm not going to freak out if it doesn't work out. It didn't work out for
some of your friends.
My mom.
Oh.
So, you know, if it doesn't work out for me, I'm not going to overstress myself.
Adjust and adapt.
There's other options.
Okay,
but
that's
I am going to try.
Okay.
And I heard that it's like you don't know how much they're actually eating if you're like feeding from the breast. So you can pump and then pour it into like a bottle and then you see that they're actually eating ounces. And so that's like a whole nother level of like.
If our baby's anything like I was, you're going to have a heck of a time because I was always thirsty.
And were you?
I did.
You're a big baby.
I did breastfeed and I breastfed a lot.
You were a 9-pound baby, I think.
Something like that. Eight something. But that's pretty normal though. That's healthy baby size.
I think you're 9. Were you only 8-something?
8-something, yeah.
I was 7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was a petite.
I just had my mom had a huge belly with me. That's
huge.
What it was. Like a huge belly.
Huge.
Like, they're like, are you having twins? Like, why is your belly so massive? So.
Oh,
I mean, as the pregnancy is going now, it doesn't seem like that's going to be likely. It seems it's going to be a normal, you know, just like.
Well, everybody, so what I have figured out is everyone's bump at 16 weeks looks so different. It's like depending on our size and like so much. Like right now, it doesn't look like my belly sticks out, but it doesn't look like a uniformed bump like I thought it would or like I want it to. And so that's what's like a little bit weird for me. It's What really is this? Is this food? Is this like the extra food I'm actually eating and this isn't baby? Like I'm really trying to figure it out until it looks like an actual bump. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, either way, I can speak for both of us that I'm just, you know, there's a lot of things that make people nervous about getting pregnant and having a kid. And I think the normal worries, you know, financial worries and, you know, having a good environment for the baby and stuff like that, that, you know, some people do unfortunately have to struggle with. That's not the things that I'm worried about. You know, I'm just worried about, I guess, I don't know.
But I'm worried like the health of the baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm worried about.
Being able to actually like withstand the pain of giving birth and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, because I think we're ready to be parents. I think it's about time.
It is, and I think that that's why I'm not so scared. Like when it comes, I'm going to be scared, but I just know like you're almost 30, and so
ooh, burn.
No, not that age. Like not okay. So some
I know,
people are
but
like,
it's about time that we.
I think like our instincts are kicking in.
Yeah.
Like I feel like. Oh, yeah. I honestly, yes. Okay, it is weird that I talked about my dogs. I get that. But for me, I think I put all my love into the animals because I'm so ready to be a mom. And, like, that's my instinct. And, like, even being a nurse, like, I like to care for others. I like to do things for others. I love when the animals, like, need me. And it's like therapy for both of us, but I know that all that energy is now going to be put into my children.
Are you scared about spoiling baby?
Yeah, I am.
Throughout the whole life type of deal? Like,
yeah. I just really hope that I have the relationship with my child that I do with my parents, and especially my mom. My mom's my best friend, so I see so many times where people, like, this is so far down the line, but I think it starts at a really young age where people just, like, hide things from their mom, or they lie to their mom, or, you know, they fight with their mom their whole entire lives, and it's just like, I don't know what to do to not let that happen, I guess. I don't think there's no recipe. It's just kind of like figuring out my baby's personality
and
just going from there.
Yep. And like you said, that's going to be down the line. But as long as we do our best to be loving, caring, compassionate, and understanding, I think we'll be all right. That's what I think. And before we have our baby, we are finally, and I say finally, ultimately, after all the odds were against us, getting married.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Hallelujah. How many, where are we at right now? It's the 10th. So a month and a couple of 6 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A month and 6 days or 5 days. I don't know how many days are in this month, but
yeah, this is the shortest month. So it's coming
less
up
than that. So in a month, about a month.
It's been really, 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 really stressful. just recently, everything has just picked up, like all these things I thought I've freaking already done and dealt with, but oh my goodness. So today I got my dress, just like that. I'm getting a custom made dress.
Which if you think about it, the dress isn't done. It's a month out.
No, it's and not she has even to send it back to get. it got shipped here from New York and I tried on like the top half. So they didn't send like the bottoms, just the top.
And no, I didn't look.
And so it looked like a shirt. Anyways, I'm like, oh my God, like what am I? I'm freaking out because I feel like, yeah, the dress isn't like that important, but it is important.
Yeah.
Like I want to feel really good. So at this point, it's just kind of like, all right, let's just go for it. Do what you got to do to get it done in time. And that's really, they just needed to make sure that it fit. And then, I mean, today my mom's like, do you have a veil? I'm like, no. She's like, do you have jewelry? I'm like, no. She's like, you should probably get on that. This is like, because I'm so worried about a million other things. Oh, yeah. I don't even think about like my wardrobe.
This week, honestly, this week it's been like, all right, now we got to book this, pay this, book this, pay this,
yeah,
book this, pay
pain.
This, book this, pay this. And it's like, whoa, where'd all this stuff come from? I thought... Nicole's like, I thought we got most of the stuff ironed out and paid for already. Now we got like, what, five or six other things we got to pay for now?
Oh my gosh, it's been every single day. Sign this contract and pay this. Sign this. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is even going on? And so I think I'm really excited for this day.
We're pretty much at the point though where it's like, okay,
let's do it.
That's fine. All right. Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, totally. Except for today, I got to the point of like the ribbons for the napkins. I was like, yeah, that's not going to do. I was like, let me find what I want. Like, because sometimes it's like, okay, the details, I'm worried about it. At this point, I'm putting all this money into it. I want it to like, I want people to walk in and be like, wow, this is Nicole, you know?
When I think, honestly, I think it's going to be a beautiful wedding. Mm-hmm. I honestly, I really do. And I'm excited because, you know, it's ours and it's the fourth one that's being planned and this is it, you know, and our family is going, you know, the important people in our lives are going to be there. And so
they're all really excited too, because they get a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just really ready for Florida weather, no matter what.
Yeah.
bring it on. And it's exciting to see everybody. You haven't seen your friends in so long.
I know. And I know it's getting close. I know it's next month and everything, but I'm trying not to think about it because it's almost like if you think about it too much, it feels like it's never going to come. You know what I mean? Like if I start trying to count down the days, I'm going to be like, oh, it's still kind of that far away, but it's not.
No, it's not far at all.
But if I don't think about it, it'll just come up on me and I'll feel great about
it. Like it's so close that I'm talking about it right now is making me sick because I'm like, my God, I have so many things. And who knew that I started to look up jewelry because my mom's like, you need jewelry. Who knew that it takes like 10 days to process and then a couple weeks to ship from like, but that's really cute.
What website are you buying this from?
I don't know. It's like, it's a normal website. I just went on Google.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like, oh my gosh, everything takes so long. And I think because of the pandemic on top of it.
Are you getting real jewelry or are you getting fake jewelry? Are you getting like gold?
No, I'm not getting gold.
You should get gold.
No, it's too expensive. Jeez Louise. And I don't know how I'm wearing my hair. Oh, it's so stressful.
All right, let's change gears then because Nicole's about to get freaked out over here. Freak out overload. All right, babe, I got a weird or normal for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Is it weird to do a bride and groom back-to-back reverse dance in another language?
What?
So you do a dance back-to-back, and they play the music in another language, but in reverse.
Where did you see this at?
I saw it online. And you do like a reverse dance.
What's a reverse dance?
Like you're doing the dance as the music is playing backwards. But you're doing it back to back, not facing each other.
What tradition is this? This is really weird.
I just made that.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I'm not doing that with you. That is so weird. But I don't want to offend anybody's tradition. So I'm not really quite sure what to say about this.
Well, I don't have weird or normal, but I thought that would be funny.
I thought you were going to say, is it weird or normal for a first look? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
It's normal now.
Yeah, it is normal. I guess. I mean, it is normal. It is normal. But I wanted that movie moment, you know, or I'm just standing there. I'll set the scene for you, right?
I think you'll still get it movie moment.
I have, you know, my groomsmen are up there and your bridesmaid and we're all standing there. Everybody rises as the music starts, you know, that music. Because there's been music playing, but the music changes when you start to walk in. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you start taking your steps in and I look at you and I'm like, oh, wow. And I have that moment.
I really hope you have that moment. But like, I'm like, it's a lot of pressure because if you don't have that moment, I'm going to be like,
oh, my God. First of all, we're doing a first look anyway, and I'm going to have that moment there. Right?
If not, you better pretend.
Oh, wow.
I'm so worried. Okay, well, worried that I'm not going to feel like... So.
You will.
I have been waiting for this day for so long, and then now that I'm like...
It's happening.
But now that I'm at like the heaviest I've ever been, it kind of like messes with you a little bit.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I can't have the exact dress I want. I can't have the... I can't even... like.
But what's more beautiful? Let me tell you this. What's more beautiful than my soon-to-be wife, pregnant with our child, glowing more than she's ever glowed because she's having our baby and we're getting married? Okay. Like, what's more beautiful than that?
There really isn't anything.
Right? Because it can't be... Because us getting married, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But getting married... Mm-hmm. With our baby, like in your body, you know what I mean? Like that's, and we're becoming literally all three of us are family right then and there, right? Like we're all together. Yeah. Like
I think it is really cool to show, gonna be able to show our baby, like, hey, you were in my belly in all these pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So yeah.
I mean, as long as you understand that, like that makes me like tear up and feel really good because I don't know if you're gonna even be able to. Like, I don't know. It's stressful.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think you're thinking too much and you're overstressing about it because I think no matter what, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, like I told you before, we could have got married in a courthouse or in somebody's backyard or something and it would have been as special for me as it is going to be now. You know what I mean? So... The scene, the venue, the people there, it's all irrelevant, you know. Just us getting married is what I want. You know what I mean? So I think it's gonna be beautiful no matter what.
And you know what's really, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like I have felt really good about myself and like I said, like bring on the stretch marks, bring on the body changes, I'm cool with it. And now when you were just like saying that, it just clicked in my brain that I'm not afraid of like you, I know you that you already think I'm like the most beautiful thing because you make me feel that way.
Aww.
But I think it's more so, and it's not about my friends and family that are there. It's about the assholes on the internet.
Gotcha.
So now that I think about it and I know that my pictures, whether I want it or not, will be plastered everywhere and people will be picking apart my dress and picking apart everything about that day, like how they even would pick apart our pregnancy announcement. Like, I guess that's what I think deep down subconsciously, that's what I'm worried about. If I knew that this wedding was going to be
private
and only seen by us and the people that are there, I can tell you what I would feel like the most beautiful person and be
honestly stress-free,
caught in a rug, stress-free, not like, oh my God, did you post like, I'm going to be like,
do the flowers look perfect? Does this look perfect? Do the tables look perfect? The napkins, all that stuff. Myself, you know, the bridesmaids look good. Do I look good? Do the groomsmen look good?
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just a lot of pressure because it's a lot of people counting on this, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that have put a lot of hard work into this, and it's their creation too. And so that's where the stress comes in. And it just clicked for me.
You know the feeling that I'm waiting for after we're married, all said and done, the party's over, we're back in our room, is just the...
Yeah.
You know, like, that's it.
We did it.
We did it, right? That's going to be...
And I'm going to be very sober, clearly, so you better not be annoying that night when we go back to the room.
I'm going
to
be...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have any final thoughts, babe?
No, I think besides I'm really grateful for... everyone out there who has like supported us for so long.
Absolutely.
Without
and they have seen our story develop.
Yeah.
You know, they've been through the whole thing with
us.
Yeah,
and that they just choose to continuously be kind. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say I'm really grateful for you guys. And I'm really excited to share this day with you. Don't think that I don't want to share this day with you, the positive people who have our backs. Like, I'm so excited. And I love sharing our life with you guys as well on this journey.
And we love, like, I appreciate that people respond to the things that I post to, and I know I'm not the best at responding, but I see that stuff, and I see the stuff that you guys, you know, respond and comment on Nicole's stuff and our podcast stuff. And it feels great to see that positive stuff. And I'm just not the type of person to reach out a bunch and respond, but just know that when you do that, it's like, you know what? Well, thank you. I really appreciate
it. It might
that.
Secretly give Victor a little boost that he needed, but he would never like say.
Yeah, I'm not good at admitting that stuff. I'm not good at, you know, especially people that I don't know, but I do appreciate you guys when you do that. So I just want to let you know that. But that's all we got for you guys today. We hope you guys enjoyed. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. The easiest way is on the little purple app on your iPhone, or you can just go to Apple Podcast and rate and review there. And let your friends know you can listen to this anywhere they listen to their podcast, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. And you can also go to www.cococalientepodcast.com, and the new merchandise is there. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a crew neck sweatshirt right now with a little jalapeno on it, a little pepper, red chili pepper that says Coco Caliente on it. It's really comfortable. We got a bunch of cool stuff. Nicole designed stuff that is like really unique to her, like a crazy cat lady shirt and a cat.
And all proceeds of the 100% goes to animal rescue.
Yeah, for the cat shirt and the cat mask.
There's like four cat things.
Yeah, they got a tote bag. I mean, you just got to check it out. It's actually really, really cool merchandise. And you don't forget to follow us at Coco Caliente Podcast on Instagram and at Coco Caliente Pod on Twitter.
Thank you.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing whilst you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. Then cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.